Schwarzenegger and starring Linda Hamilton that grossed $29 million. Number two, The Joker with $13 million. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, is at number three with $12 million. And just under that, the new movie Harriet about Harriet Tubman comes in at number four with $12 million. The remake of The Addams Family drops down to number 5 with $8.5 million. The sequel Zombieland Double Tap, starring Woody Harrelson once again, is at number 6 with $7.4 million. Countdown is at number 7 with $5.9 million. The new movie about African-American cops, Black and Blue, is at number 8 with $4.1 million. Brand new Motherless Brooklyn is at number 9 with $3.7 million. And the brand new animated feature, Arctic Dogs, is at number 10 with $3.1 million. For USA Radio News.
And in sports news, week 9 of the NFL season wraps up tonight on Monday Night Football with the New York Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Once again, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Ready we are. Let's take this thing and run.
We are running. I'm telling you, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Ludwig, are we Facebook streaming?
Yes, we are.
I wonder if there's audio. I always
there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Hot dog. Listen, Miles Bauer, I got to ask you, how do you say this guy's name? Is it Avenatti? Am I saying it right?
Avenatti, yeah.
And Biden rips him off. Biden just can't get himself out of the plagiarist mode. Serious.
But see, actually, that phrase came up during the RNC in 2016. It was started by Scott Baio, the actor.
So Scott Baio took it from way back when. And,
right.
Biden liked Scott Baio so much that he...
No, I'm saying Avenatti got it from Baio.
I get it.
And Biden got it from Avenatti.
So Avenatti and Biden, no matter how we paint this, are not exactly original.
Right.
Folks, you ever been on retread tires? I have. That's that's what I think of whenever I think of Biden, is retread tires. Ludwig, what are you doing? You're concentrating terrible over there.
It's been a while since I've had to share this thing over the place.
I'm wondering if there's any audio on it still.
They might have muted you, but there is.
Just because I said your name and they knew you were up next.
No, they actually turned it up then. They had their CCs on just so they can know when I'm coming.
Just Tom Martini. He's the only one that said it.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see how many streams get from the Ludwig page.
I'm seeing there's a few people watching. That scares me because we know what you'll do to us. All right. Before we move on from Biden, what do you think?
Biden? Man, you would think that guy, well, he probably needs to plagiarize so he's not doing or saying something stupid. So if he's already got something pre-written, it's better than him going off the cuff because when he does that,
he's a gaffe
machine.
Talks
about putting people in chains. And
yep, he's definitely a gaffe machine. Listen, when I look at the numbers, and I'm taking these numbers from the Des Moines Registry, they've got, well, I think everybody has got Biden out in front on the Democratic nomination pursuit. But when I look at the folks immediately behind him, Bernie Sanders, Pocahontas, Buttigieg, how do you say his name, Miles Bauer?
Yes,
that nice job. I thought for sure he was going to do it.
Oh, man.
I thought for so Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, your girl. Those are the folks that are actually polling. But if you look at the math, Biden's at 24, Bernie's 16, Pocahontas 15, Buttigieg 14, and Kamala's at 7. I think Kamala, to your point all along, has probably got the most organized campaign. And the problem that Biden has is that if any one or two of these people in the top five drop out, he himself, his numbers are going to crash and burn.
I don't know.
They're dividing up the far left amongst them. He's trying to be the centrist. I'm just telling you.
Is he? Because he's out talking about Medicare for All and everything now.
He's just recently switched boats on that. But he's tried to leave himself some room to come back in the general because he thinks he's a winner.
Yeah. Now, the word I read was that Obama's going to give him the machine.
Well, I think I think Obama has already given him the machine.
Well, then he'll have the best working campaign there is.
What's that, Miles?
I think Obama's laying low intentionally.
I agree with that, but I think... Well, let's pause there for a minute. Why do you think, what would motivate Obama to lay low?
Because I think he's going to wait for the dust to settle. You remember, what was it, a couple weeks back when he wrote that op-ed, I think, about let's not turn this into a circular firing squad?
But that's what's going to happen. That's the nature of politics. And, folks, we saw it on the Republican side. You get folks spending millions of dollars for the biggest office in at least Western culture. And listen, they take this game serious. This is an aw shucks I lost.
Yeah.
I just think that Obama has intentionally not endorsed Biden. Because I think Obama's laying low until some of the dust settles.
Biden said he didn't want it.
Well, yeah, but that was laughable. One of the things you've said, Miles, that this is what I'm assigning to former President Obama. One of the things you said about Biden was, frankly, very politically astute. I didn't hear it from anybody else, but that he's peaked too early. And I think you're exactly right. He has peaked too early. The first handful of Democrat primaries are very far left. Ludwig, that goes to your point. That's exactly why he's trying to put a foot in both buckets, because he's got some far left races in front of him, and the moment he trips up, the media, I don't think the media likes him.
I think the most intense and probably scary thing about this election period is that a candidate actually has to go that far left. Like I had asked you guys earlier, can you imagine a time when you were my age, and I know it was decades ago, so try to think back, that a candidate came out as a Democratic Socialist and even stood a chance? Even just 4 years ago, they didn't.
I don't know what you meant about it was a long time ago part, but I can tell you.
You forgot already?
I did. I can tell you this, though. There was a time in Miles and Brian and my's life where if a Democrat candidate said that I'm a liberal, it was the kiss of death.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly was the kiss of death to say you're a liberal. And now they're saying, forget liberal, I'm not a liberal. Somebody must have showed them the definition of liberal.
Yeah.
Which is liberty from an overwhelming and tyrannous government. Jefferson was a liberal. They're not. They're socialists. And here they are saying, I'm a socialist. But that's not the scary part. The scary part is the millions of people that are going, great, I love socialists.
Yeah, but that's the point, is that we went that far in such a short period of time. This isn't hundreds and hundreds of years where we just gradually trickled. This is from FDR on.
What changed it? Did Obama change it? Did the internet change it?
I think it's the internet.
What about cable news, 24/7 divide us all news?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think it's the internet. Anybody has a voice and it can be true.
Your generation doesn't watch the news.
No, it's instant. It's in the newspaper, that's history.
Yeah.
I think education. I think that if you went up and you asked those people to define socialism, you would get some pretty wacky answers.
I agree, and whenever, and I, folks, I'm not going to get on the education rant, I promise you, but part of the ingredient to how did we come from I can't identify as a liberal to I'm a Marxist, folks, I'm not being shrill. I'm talking about just the definition of the words. How did we get from I can't say I'm a liberal to I'm a Marxist in one generation? Now, I would go exactly to the word that you just identified, Miles Bauer, and that is education. Because the education that I got in the 60s in elementary school is not the education that my grandchildren are getting in their schools. And that's not to say all of it's bad.
But the ones your grandkids are getting aren't even the ones your daughters and myself
absolutely
got.
Absolutely agree with that.
It's changed so much in our 20 years.
Yep, absolutely agree with you on that. It's changed. And what do I always say? Abe Lincoln, the philosophy in the classroom of one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm real close. And that tells you if you think right now it's bumpy, you better strap in because it's going to get way, way, way worse.
Yeah, we got presidential candidates now talking about revolution on the stump, and you're like, what? Can you imagine?
Who was that?
Bernie. This is a political revolution. Well, we have to take over.
But listen, he's saying the same thing we've been saying for several years on this show. Folks, we are engaged in a cold civil war.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give Bernie kudos for at least being honest, because we are.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it somewhere during the show today. But I've said all along there can't be a civil war because the divide runs through families, cousins and brothers. And
it did back then, though. Brothers shot brothers.
But listen, it did. But the other thing that you're seeing right now is coalition within the states. The states that are liberal are going more liberal. The states that are conservative are going more that. Listen, folks, stay with us because we've got to take a break and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The entire world watched. They watch each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one
at that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible. And today, the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are just getting started.
We are absolutely just getting started. Listen, guys, I want to change direction for just a little bit, and we'll go back to politics. But I want to talk about business. One of the things I'm wanting to do with the show going forward is to add a segment each week that deals directly with business management and including employees' vantage point along with employers' vantage point. Ludwig, you've got a business management master's, is that right?
Yeah, MBA in strategic management.
In strategic management.
Yeah, it's a new way of doing things.
Ah, that scares the bejeebers out of me.
The old management style was put it in place and just let it ride. The new style is we put it in place and we actually make changes before the plan's supposed to be over.
Yeah. So Miles, what? I got to stop him. Let me switch to Miles. What's your MBA in?
I just have a master's in business administration.
But not strategic management?
Correct.
Old school.
We try to prevent things from ending up like GM and Chrysler, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, folks, what I'm slowly talking about is that each week going forward, and by the way, I'm going to blame this on my sister Brenda, because she's talked about the show for years and said, listen, whenever you guys, not just us three, but the media, she started with Bill O'Reilly, and that tells you a while back, and it's her comments really ring true to me. Tell me what all of that means to me. How does it, $23 trillion this and $20 billion that, and this person did this, and what's it mean to me? Now, listen, so it caused me to stand back and think, is there a way that we can use this show to try to help both sides of a different coin, both the employees and the employers? I've done a lot of training in my time, and one of the things that I found, by the way, folks, both in politics and in business, is that whenever it doesn't work, the number one culprit, 100% of the time, the number one culprit was a lack of communication. And it's astounding when you say, wow, I've looked at 83 different cases of failure, and in every single one of them, there was an interruption or a binding of communication. Oh. And so I want to start working on that. And listen, I want to work on it so much so that I've organized an event, and I'm going to start doing the events throughout the Rust Belt states. The first one of those events will be in Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. It's an all-day event, begins at 9 in the morning, goes till 5 at night. And I'm looking to invite both employees and employers, and we're going to work on things like how do you communicate, are there different methodologies to communicate. I did some consulting for a while. I'd go out to different places. A lot of times, especially with Small Business America, it was a handful of people that started something and it grew and they were successful, but they never evolved and developed their plan to grow with their increased business. And some of them are just natural instincts for instance, there'll be some employers that say, well, I don't want to do a review. Then the person will want a raise. Well, listen, I've heard that a lot in my career. The problem with it is that every survey that I have ever seen scores above pay raise is acknowledgement and recognition and tell me where I'm at, both good and bad. Employees want to know, tell me where I'm at, good or bad. And so what it will be teaching are things like, how do you communicate that? And by the way, it's just an Excel sheet. There's no big secret to it. It's a really easy thing, but you got to actually do it. So it's the quest that I'm on is to help employees and employers get passionate about what they do. And I'm pretty ginned up about it. Miles, what's your view of this topic?
Well, normally how I've experienced it in the past is at the beginning of a given year, you and the employee sit down, you come up with common, measurable, not squishy goals that you can actually measure and that they aren't fluffy, like I said, good morning every day.
So Ludwig is not welcome in those meetings.
Right. So Lud would have to dial down the squishiness.
Yeah, Mr. Squishy.
And then basically, you know, quarterly or weekly, whatever your management style is, you would just go back and revisit this so that when you do finally get to the end of your annual review, there should be no surprises because
right.
you had that dialogue periodically throughout the year.
Sure. Now, in my life, where I've had to fire somebody, and by the way, typically when you fire somebody, it's because you made a hiring mistake. It's not, the firing is the result of a mistake at hiring, and literally. And part of the problem that I'm really looking for you to with technical backgrounds to say, is there another path? But when I look at employer problems right now, which means their employees have an equal share of the problem, I think that's often not considered. Part of it is how are we hiring people nowadays? So it used to be if you wanted a job, you went out and you knocked on 67 doors and the 68th person said you're hired. Now, you spend an hour and a half entering some nonsense into a computer screen that nobody looks at except for some computer worm. And listen, the problem with it is that employers in the last decade are seeing a downturn in finding the people that they want. Well, that's not a coincidence because they're not looking for those people anymore. They're looking for a software program. Yep. These are the things that I'm wanting to address, and it's not, by the way, like you'd say, I'm a dinosaur and I want to get rid of technology. I don't. But I want to say, is there a better way to use the technology than what we're doing? Is there a better process? For instance, if you're a company that's looking for customer satisfaction, but you're not focused on employee satisfaction, you're probably not going to have it happen for you.
Yeah.
It's just those are the things that we're going to be addressing, both in the show a little bit. Don't misunderstand me, folks. I can't get off the political pony because I'm that's who I am. But the other thing that burns in me is to make systems work. And so that's kind of the direction I'm wanting to at least take a little bit of every show. Lud, what's your thought? Scary as that is to ask.
I love the idea. This is what I do daily. I teach management, I teach ethics, business. I'm an entrepreneur, economics, all these things because it is what I love. I coach. Because to me, coaching or being a manager is training. And I want to share the knowledge that I have with people. I want to share the mistakes I've made with other people so they don't make them and help them advance. My favorite thing is, and why I like being where I'm at as a coach now at the high school level, is I'm going to watch kids that I'm training at a peak point in their life
sure.
grow. And they can move on to a better opportunity. As a teacher at the university level, one of my favorite students I've ever heard back from, he messaged me. He's from Tennessee. He started his lawn care company. And he had talked about wanting a business. One of the questions I always ask is, who wants to start a business? And he messaged me about like 2 years later and says, hey, I got 30 accounts. I'm like, really? First year? And he's like, yeah, yeah. He goes, I just want to let you know I would have never done this without having you inspired me in your class. That's huge.
So he's going to end up in bankruptcy court, and it's your fault.
No, because that's the next best thing. He's got 60 accounts already this year.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's doubled his accounts in less than 2 years.
Good for him. Listen, some of the things, Lud, that I think you'll love is the concept of you don't manage people, you manage numbers, you coach people.
Yeah.
And that's such a misnomer. It's the old story about the guy that looks out his window down on the floor when things are good. You son of a guns are lucky you've got me, and when things are bad, you rotten son of a guns.
Yep.
People got to get beyond that. It reminds me of the traffic jam I got stuck in coming in today, where it's, I don't know why it's a traffic jam. I call it a stupid jam. Because they got this group of people that wait to the extreme last second, and then they're angry because the group of people that patiently waited are where they should be. So you got the group that wants to take a cut. You got the group that's just as hard-headed. I'm not letting you in, you rotten son of a gun. And then we all sit there, and it's a stupid jam. And I see that in business a lot, and I think there's ways of dealing with it. Listen, we're going to go back to politics after this break, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Four White House officials are refusing to testify in the House impeachment inquiry on Monday. House investigators are trying to wrap up the secret depositions this week. The impeachment inquiry into President Trump enters a new phase this month with expected public hearings. Meanwhile, Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News,
"When I talk with individuals about this, whether they're House members or Senate members, people realize there is nothing impeachable."
A federal appeals court in New York rejected a bid from President Trump to avoid having 8 years of his tax returns handed over to prosecutors. The unanimous decision by a three-judge panel is the latest loss for the president, who has sought to stop his longtime accountant.